But Richard's back with us. Richard, let's do our car review like we do each week. And what have you driven lately?
You know, drove a really fun car. Dad actually kind of still in it right now. And that is a 2026 Mazda 3. This is the hatchback version, the carbon edition, which I'll kind of talk about here in a second. This is the 2.5S. I guess a hatchback, and it's all-wheel drive, Dad. And so, again, yes, this is a hatchback that is all-wheel drive with a turbocharged engine, Dad. And for our climate here, that's a really valuable thing, in my opinion, that you can have. And yes, are you going to go through 8 inches or a foot of snow with this thing? No, you're probably going to be a snowplow at that point in time. But is this going to handle most of what we get here, Dad, as far as a, you know, a 3 to 4, even 5 inch snowstorm with some good tires on it, being an all-wheel drive vehicle? Absolutely it is, which I really, really like. As far as kind of this vehicle itself, Dad, it's part of the I think it's the fifth generation now that was introduced back in 2019. It's a little bit crammed in the back seat. You've been driving around two kiddos, and they are a little bit tight. You definitely got to, especially if you've got a taller one, you've got to move it forward. I would be a little bit reserved to put a full-size booster seat in the back seat of this car. Outside of that, Dad, everything that we've come to expect from Mazda, and you know exactly what I'm talking about with this, which is you get a lot of really, I think, luxury type feels, Dad, as far as soft touch materials, just the way the buttons click, folks. And I know some of you are going to say, Richard, what do you mean? Just how you push these buttons and kind of it feels, Dad, it doesn't feel cheaply made.
Wow.
And I just don't know how else than that is. It just feels really nice. It feels like you can, you know, push a button and it's not going to fall off. It's not going to continue to make whatever it might be. Really great in that sense of the word. The infotainment system is easy to use. It's got a lot of standard safety features as part of it, Dad. As this vehicle is priced, Dad, with some options and delivery on here, $33,860, and you can get this car, Dad, you know, kind of starting at just the 2.5S trim level for about $26,000.
Wow.
And so I would say, when you and I had talked about cars, I think what the average price of a new car these days is
50K, 50K plus now, it's over 50K.
Yeah, and real quick, Dad, fuel economy, 25 and 34 for an average of 28. Does it have a very big fuel tank? No, it doesn't. But it, again, you're also getting a smaller this in the sedan. If you fit, depending on how you want to option this car out, you can go all the way up to the Turbo Premium Plus, Dad, which get almost $40,000, depending on what you want on the car.
Okay.
I just think this is a really great car for folks who maybe live in an urban setting. Maybe you're looking to kind of get that first car, or maybe you just need something to tool around, right? And you want a good all-wheel drive vehicle to do so, Dad. Mazda, I will say this, if folks haven't driven a Mazda in a while, Dad, and I think you'll probably second this, I would encourage folks to get out and test drive them, because I think that they've really made some improvements over the past few years that not a lot of people would know about.
Yeah, no, and I will say this. Mazda's always built a solid car. I've got some really good friends that, you know, Dan, who used to be my cohort here, driven Mazdas for years and years and years. I mean, once you become a Mazda owner, typically you don't change out of it, because it is a very solid quality car at the end of the day. And for the money, I should add that into it. For the money, it becomes a very competitive car. So, yeah, absolutely, Richard. I have nothing bad to say whatsoever on any of their cars.
No, I absolutely don't. Again, it's one thing where I really enjoy driving this car. The acceleration, that's the last thing I'll mention. At this altitude, the looks of this car, it's a really exciting vehicle to kind of be in and drive in and kind of get looks from people. So I encourage folks that head to their local Mazda dealer if they're interested. Test drive this vehicle. Get in it. Again, check the room, because that's maybe one of the complaints, is it's a little bit smaller than some of the other competitors. But that may not matter for you. So we encourage folks, get out, test drive this vehicle. When you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.